Tailgating is about making sure everyone has a good time. And getting the right food is the most important call. Plan your perfect tailgate at the Backyard in Forest with 13 different options featuring restaurants that specialize in appetizers, main courses, and snacks. Get something everyone will enjoy. And when you want to celebrate other occasions, just visit the Backyard and ask about scheduling your next private gathering. The Backyard on 221 in Forest near the Kroger Shopping Center. Leaks on the offensive line, in the defensive secondary, or with special teams coverage create problems in football. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating knows leaks at your home or business create problems too, like building and belonging damage and lost productivity. That's why you should call Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313 when a leak is threatening your home or business. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313, proudly supporting JF athletes, coaches, and all activity participants. Jefferson Forest Cavaliers football presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic continues on the Virginia Talk Radio Network Friday, October 1st as the Halifax Comets shoot into Sabre Stadium. The East Coast Wings and Grill tailgate show starts at 6:30 on 100.9 WIQOradio.com, the Virginia's talk station app, and enable your smart speaker, stream WIQO Radio. JF football is also proudly presented by Wicked Diesel, Apple Auto Glass, Trio Brick of an Eatery, Clyde Smith Plumbing, InsaneRadioDeals.com, and Forest Youth Athletic Association.
In each game, surprises arise and teams must adjust their plan. The same is true in life, which is why it's wise to have a family law expert like Craig P. Tiller, attorney at law, on your side. For over 25 years, Craig has been using his expertise on family law and wills to help navigate even the most turbulent of times. Craig Tiller's team also helps with unexpected surprises like traffic cases and personal injuries. You can be rest assured when unexpected surprises hit your life, you can visit CraigTillerLaw.com or Craig's office at the corner of Route 811 and 221 in Forest.
East Coast Wings and Grill is more than just wings. Check out their large variety menus such as mouth-watering Angus beef burgers, flatbreads, skillets, salads, and so much more. There is something on the menu for everyone. Browse the full menu, then place your takeout order on the easy-to-navigate East Coast Wings and Grill app. East Coast Wings and Grill, 19399 Forest Road in Lynchburg.
At Earthright Mid-Atlantic, we believe in comprehensive energy efficiency. This means learning and assessing your needs just like we did with the Rainbow Forest Rec Center. Learn more about the right energy efficiency plan for you, including solar options. Drop by the Earthright Mid-Atlantic showroom on Lakeside Drive in Lynchburg and visit erepower.com to learn more about our guaranteed reduction in energy costs.
Hey, Coach Rick Kennedy here. I just want to go ahead and take time to tell you about the fastest growing church in Forest, Virginia, Impact Church. And we have the pastor, Brad Bell, here to share with us now a little bit about it.
Hi, this is Pastor Brad from Impact Church in Forest. And I want to give you a special invitation to join us for worship every Sunday at 10 a.m. We stand on and preach the truth of God's word to make disciples who shine the light of Christ in our homes, schools, and community. We have an exciting kids ministry for ages 2 years old through fifth grade and an active youth ministry for middle and high schoolers. You can check us out on Facebook and YouTube at Impact Church Forest. God is doing an amazing work through Impact Church in people's hearts and lives and in our community. And we would love for you and your family to be a part of it. We look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
This is Jefferson Forest Cavaliers football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Welcome inside the WIQO studios for your post-game show. Our final score, Amherst gets the win 35-13. Later on in the post-game show, we'll give out our Forest Youth Athletic Association players of the game, both for offense and defense, as well as the Wicked Diesel scoreboard update, both with some college games as well as high school football across the area. Crazy third quarter. Jeff performed better, responded well in the third quarter, but unable to stop the Amherst offense. After JF was able to give Amherst good field position, it ended with an Isaac Adore 56-yard touchdown. That opened up the third quarter. 27-0 Amherst to start. JF three and out, and then they respond pretty well. They forced three and out after three out them own. Best drive of the day, maybe for JF. They were ended in a Josiah Bell to Brody Jackson 6-yard touchdown. 27-7 our score heading into the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter starts with a you know, a backbreaking play for JF. They had some momentum. They were building towards it. Maybe they could get right back into this game if they get this stop. But 4th and 3, Amherst is able to convert to start the quarter, and then they continue onward, ends with a Vincent Sweeney score off a screen play, and that two-point conversion good. 35-7 Amherst County in the fourth quarter. You know, after a punt from JF, they get the ball back, and they respond again. Another good drive by JF ends with an Alex Marsteller touchdown run. Alex maybe had his best game of the season tonight. Despite the loss, he is definitely one of the finalists for our Forest Youth Athletic Association Player of the Game, which we'll give out later in the quarter. Our final score, though, Amherst gets it done 35-13 to improve to 2-0 on the season. Their second win in Seminole play. JF falls to 0-4, 0-2 in the Seminole District. When we come back, we'll give you our Wicked Diesel scoreboard update as well as our Forest Youth Athletic Association Players of the Game. You're listening to Jefferson Forest Football on your home for the Cavaliers, 100.9 WIQO.
Young adults face unique stresses and challenges more than ever. That's why the Forest Youth Athletic Association's mission is providing a safe arena where growing children can learn the rules and values that come from athletic competition. FYAA sports like wiffle ball, t-ball, baseball, softball, lacrosse, soccer, football, flag football, basketball, and cheer foster a culture of fair play and sportsmanship while developing skills and character that last beyond playing the game. Visit forestyouth.org to register for a sport or to share your time and resources.
When looking around the neighborhoods at homes for sale, one name always pops up, Nadine Blakely. Looking to buy or sell? Call Nadine. Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX, was the top 100 producer in the USA among all RE/MAX agents, coming in at number 87. And Nadine was the top residential producer in the entire Lynchburg area. Nadine also has a proven track record of serving our community, giving back to our schools and charities. Whether you're buying or selling, call Nadine Blakely at 434-444-2226 and visit NadineBlakelyHomes.com.
Winning teams have experienced coaching staffs who help craft winning game plans. Put winning experience to work for your home team. Craig P. Tiller, attorney at law, has 25 years experience helping craft the perfect plan in case something unfortunate happens. When you call Craig P. Tiller, attorney at law, and work with him on your personal or family will, you'll have a sound game plan to navigate any surprises in the game of life. Start designing your family game plan today. Visit CraigTillerLaw.com or Craig's office at the corner of Route 811 and 221 in Forest.
The Halifax Comets shoot into Sabre Stadium Friday, October 1st as JF Football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic, returns to the Virginia Talk Radio Network. The East Coast Wings and Grill tailgate show starts at 6:30 on the Virginia's Talk Station app, WIQOradio.com, 100.9 FM. Enable your smart speaker, stream WIQO Radio. JF Football is also proudly presented thanks to Access Healthcare Multi-Specialty Group, Nadine Blakely, Realtor with RE/MAX, the Backyard Restaurant Collection in Forest, Craig P. Tiller, attorney at law, and Impact Church.
Leaks on the offensive line, in the defensive secondary, or with special teams coverage create problems in football. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating knows leaks at your home or business create problems too, like building and belonging damage and lost productivity. That's why you should call Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313 when a leak is threatening your home or business. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313, proudly supporting JF athletes, coaches, and all activity participants.
You can head anywhere with a great deal at InsaneRadioDeals.com. $100 gift cards from Travel Lovers of Lynchburg for only $50. Enjoy the best rates on your next business or leisure trip with $100 gift cards from Travel Lovers of Lynchburg for only $50 at InsaneRadioDeals.com.
Monday night is Burger Night at Trio Brick Oven Eatery. Every Monday, all burgers on the regular Trio menu, made from Virginia's finest fresh beef, are $7.99, including Trio's signature hand-cut fries. Custom burgers include the Big Tone, a juicy burger topped with smoky barbecue sauce, applewood bacon, smoked Gouda cheese, and caramelized onions. And the Hot Tater, featuring spicy barbecue sauce, sharp cheddar cheese, applewood bacon, fried egg, and sriracha fries on top. Make Monday your burger night. Call ahead for Trio to go or dine in at Trio on Route 221 in Forest. If you're a serious or casual athlete, injuries are part of the game. They're even a reality living your life. Thankfully, you have access to healthcare to get back in the game. Access Healthcare Multi-Specialty Group specializes in sports medicine. Dr. Andrew Pylik is fellowship trained in sports medicine, which helps keep the cost in line. access healthcare even as x-ray on site, and of course the Jocks doc and his team will provide personal care and consult with you on the best solutions. Get the best sports medicine treatment with Access Healthcare Multi-Specialty Group, 2103 Graves Mill Road in Forest, across from Ferguson Enterprises.
Attention diesel fleet technicians and mechanics, this message is for you. Due to unprecedented growth, Wicked Diesel is hiring. They're looking for experienced diesel techs wanting to advance with the area's fastest growing diesel truck repair facility. If you want top pay, you want to work at Wicked Diesel. Send your info to Josh at WickedDieselVA.com. That's Josh at WickedDieselVA.com. Located in Bedford, halfway between Lynchburg and Roanoke.
Go Wicked.
The area's expert diesel truck repair center.
Tailgating is about making sure everyone has a good time. And getting the right food is the most important call. Plan your perfect tailgate at the Backyard in Forest with 13 different options featuring restaurants that specialize in appetizers, main courses, and snacks. Get something everyone will enjoy. And when you want to celebrate other occasions, just visit the Backyard and ask about scheduling your next private gathering. The Backyard on 221 in Forest near the Kroger Shopping Center.
This is Jefferson Forest Cavaliers football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Welcome back into our Virginia Talk Radio Network studios. Trey Lyle here with you with your post-game show. As mentioned, our final score, Amherst gets the win 35-13 over Jefferson Forest. Time for your Wicked Diesel scoreboard update, brought to you by Wicked Diesel. As I mentioned, scores across the area. EC Glass gets it done over Liberty 35-0. Liberty Christian over Brookville right now 28-7. Other scores in the area: Appomattox County over Dan River 63-12. Alta Vista and William Campbell are tied at 6 in the third quarter, but the lights went out, so that game is currently suspended. So pretty interesting there. Power out at the game between William Campbell and Alta Vista. Pretty interesting night for them. Other scores of interest: William Fleming all over Harrisonburg 48-0 in the fourth quarter. Hidden Valley over Franklin County 28-21, as well as GW Danville over Patrick County 61-12. Pulaski County all over Cave Spring 42-7. Christiansburg routing Radford 63-0. Glenvar over Carroll County 28-0. Giles over Fort Chiswell 40-21. Graham over Galax 28-0. Grayson County over Marin 15-19. Buffalo Gap over Bath County 54-0. Roanoke Catholic is down to Fishburne Military School 39-24. Bassett over William Byrd 48-9. Perry McClure all over Rural Retreat 28-16. Game that got postponed till tomorrow. That is affects the Seminole District. Rustburg and Heritage, that game's at 2 o'clock tomorrow as well. Another game in the Seminole District. As well as a couple college scores for you. Currently, Syracuse up on Liberty in the third quarter, 14-7. And Wake Forest all over UVA right now. That score, I believe, is 34-17 as they just ended the third quarter. Wake Forest in UVA territory. So both local teams kind of struggling right now. You can go back to listen to our votes of confidence. Ed Lane and myself kind of broke down this game, and as a cheap plug for myself, I said that Wake Forest should be able to dominate UVA in this game just due to their lack of defense, and that's what it's looking like. So that's a cheap plug for myself. And if you want to listen to all our votes of confidence, including all the games for this weekend, head over to the Fast Lane with Ed Lane podcast. Also, would love to hear your thoughts at Fast Lane Ed Lane, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Also, you can follow me at Trey Lyle VT. Games this weekend across the Virginia Talk Radio Network starts at 3 o'clock tomorrow. An ACC battle. Maybe they're two best teams in the ACC. I think Wake Forest belongs in that argument. NC State, Clemson. Clemson has struggled a lot this season. Can they finally find their groove against NC State? And then the game after that, a Big 12 showdown between Oklahoma and West Virginia. Oklahoma had a lot of expectations. Maybe Lincoln Riley's best team. Wake Forest, big win last weekend at home against Virginia Tech. Unfortunately, this is on the road where they seem to struggle more than they do at home. Moving on to Sunday, our NFL triple header is loaded. All I got to say is Mahomes, Herbert. That's our first game. Yes, Chiefs versus Chargers in an AFC West battle, maybe the best division in football. Those two great quarterbacks go at it there as well. In our second game, the game of the week. What a game this is early in the season between maybe two of the best teams in all of football, the Bucs versus the Rams, and then we end with Sunday Night Football, Packers versus 49ers, as Syracuse just punched it in 21-7 midway through the third quarter. Liberty is on the ropes right now in the Carrier Dome, where I mentioned today during the show, Friday night Carrier Dome, where dreams go to die. When we come back, we'll give out our Forest Youth Athletic Association Players of the Game. One more break, we'll wrap it up and give out our Players of the Game. You're listening to Cavalier Football on your home for Cavalier Football, the Virginia Talk Radio Network, 100.9 WIQO.
When looking around the neighborhoods at homes for sale, one name always pops up, Nadine Blakely. Looking to buy or sell? Call Nadine. Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX, was the top 100 producer in the USA among all RE/MAX agents, coming in at number 87. And Nadine was the top residential producer in the entire Lynchburg area. Nadine also has a proven track record of serving our community, giving back to our schools and charities. Whether you're buying or selling, call Nadine Blakely at 434-444-2226 and visit NadineBlakelyHomes.com.
Young adults face unique stresses and challenges more than ever. That's why the Forest Youth Athletic Association's mission is providing a safe arena where growing children can learn the rules and values that come from athletic competition. FYAA sports like wiffle ball, t-ball, baseball, softball, lacrosse, soccer, football, flag football, basketball, and cheer foster a culture of fair play and sportsmanship while developing skills and character that last beyond playing the game. Visit forestyouth.org to register for a sport or to share your time and resources.
Spice up your meals with East Coast Wings and Grill's new Voodoo Ranger entrees. Enjoy this fun Voodoo spicy barbecue sauce on many new items like a chicken wrap, burgers, wings, and sandwiches. The Voodoo spicy barbecue sauce is bursting with tropical aromas and juicy fruit notes. Browse the full menu, then dine in or place your takeout order on the easy-to-navigate East Coast Wings and Grill app. East Coast Wings and Grill, 19399 Forest Road in Lynchburg.
At Earthright Mid-Atlantic, we believe in comprehensive energy efficiency. This means learning and assessing your needs just like we did with the Rainbow Forest Rec Center. Learn more about the right energy efficiency plan for you, including solar options. Drop by the Earthright Mid-Atlantic showroom on Lakeside Drive in Lynchburg and visit erepower.com to learn more about our guaranteed reduction in energy costs.
Friday on the Fast Lane, accsports.com and the Athletic Carolina contributor Dave Glenn gave us an overview of the ACC football scene at the quarter point, including the Hoos and the Hokies. Hear his takes at the Fast Lane with Ed Lane podcast. Find ours, Fast Lane, Ed Lane, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and join us Monday on the Fast Lane as we look back on the college, pro, and high school football weekend, plus a little NASCAR 2. The Fast Lane 5 to 6, CBS Sports Radio Lynchburg app, 93.3 FM. Enable your smart speaker stream, CBS Sports Radio Lynchburg.
This is Jefferson Forest Cavaliers football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Welcome back inside our WIQO studios. Trey Lyle here with you as we're one final time here in our post-game show, and it's time to give out our Forest Youth Athletic Association Players of the Game and our Offensive Player of the Game. Maybe goes to the best player all night for JF. Alex Marsteller had one of his best nights of the season, finally got going in the run game, and could add an element later in the season for JF as this passing attack could become a little bit more balanced if Marsteller has games like this. As well as the Defensive Player of the Game, solid game for Ben Calkins. He gets our FYAA Defensive Player of the Game. Every week, we give out an FYAA Offensive and Defensive Player of the Game from the sponsored by the Forest Youth Athletic Association. As mentioned, if you're missing some football action across the Virginia Talk Radio Network, we have it here for you. Doubleheader tomorrow. Coverage starts at 3 o'clock, as mentioned. Clemson taking on NC State, followed by West Virginia traveling to Boomer Sooner and Oklahoma. And then our triple header on Sunday, we have, starting at 12:30, Chiefs versus Chargers, followed by around 4:25, we have Rams versus Bucks. And then ending the day around 7:30, we have Sunday Night Football, Packers versus San Francisco 49ers. Your home for the best games all season including Jefferson Forest High School football, right here across the Virginia Talk Radio Network. We'll be back next week. Another game Friday night here across the Virginia Talk Radio Network, right here on 100.9 WIQO. We'll be back next week, same time. Coverage starts at 6:30 as JF is looking for their first win of the season next week. Thank you so much for listening to Jefferson Forest football on your home for the Cavaliers, 100.9 WIQO.
You've been listening to Jefferson Forest Cavaliers football presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic. Now, back to regular programming on Talk Radio 100.9 FM, WIQORadio.com, the Virginia's Talk Station app, and asking Alexa or Google Home, stream WIQO Radio.